The following podcast is a production of Institutional Real Estate Incorporated. For the most comprehensive industry news and information, visit our website at irei.com and sign up for our free daily news alerts.
Welcome to Report from Europe. This is my counsel. On the phone with me is Richard Fleming. He is our editor at Institutional Real Estate Europe. And Richard, first of all, tally-ho, it's afternoon out there. It's morning here. I'm probably keeping you from an appointment at the pub, but I appreciate you taking the time.
That's fine. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Now, you recently wrote a story about hotels doing quite well out there in Europe. I can tell you that in the United States, they say that the hotel fundamentals have never been better. I'm sure Europe is experiencing the same thing to a more or less degree. Explain what the telltale signs are that hotel investment is moving into the mainstream. And that was really the point of your story, that hotel investment is moving into the mainstream. Why is this happening?
I think it's one of those areas where real estate investors who have traditionally concentrated on the main sectors of office, retail, and logistics start looking around for something a bit more exciting in terms of returns. And alternative property investments have always been there for these investors to consider. Hotels, student accommodation, healthcare, self-storage, things like that. Occasionally, one of those sectors jumps up and becomes noticed and starts to attract attention of investors who might not otherwise consider it. And hotels is certainly one of those. There's been some big deals lately. There are always big deals in hotels, but usually between hoteliers. And this time, investors have got involved.
So as I mentioned, in the United States, the hotel REITs and other hotel investors say the fundamentals have never been stronger. Would you say the same can be said for Europe?
I think it's always the case to say that hotel investment could be strong and is strong. And if there's no recession around or likely to be one coming, then hotels will remain strong. What really does the damage to the hotel sector is threat or the actuality of a recession. That cuts back on business travel, that cuts back on leisure travel, and that is not happening at the moment. The only blot on the landscape for hotel investment in Europe is, as we have seen all too often this year, terrorism, the threat of an attack.
So we've got investors committing dollars, pounds, euros, you name it, to the hotel sector these days. Talk about what makes the future of the hotel business particularly bright from a European perspective.
It's the usual story. It's growth. Growth in the numbers of people who are using hotels to stay in the rooms that they have, use the facilities that they have. We've seen an awful large element of growth in Europe from Chinese tourism. More Chinese are now coming over to Europe to see whatever there is to be seen. These Chinese people need somewhere to stay, they need to eat, and that all has benefits for the local economies.
Do you happen to have any information regarding the percentage of a real estate portfolio that's composed of hotel investment traditionally? And where is it today versus where it was, say, 5 or 10 years ago? And where does it appear to be headed? Do you have any data on that, Richard?
I don't have any actual data. I think a lot of it is just based on sentiment, what you hear, anecdotal evidence. It would be possible to give a rough number, say 5% of a portfolio, but that will obviously differ by investor. Some investors are more interested in those sectors of the markets where they can get additional returns. Some prefer to play things a bit safer.
So clearly, hotel investing has not been as attractive as investing in some other areas of the real estate business. So obviously there's some reticence there, or traditionally has been some reticence. What are the pros and cons of hotel investing? I'm wondering what you see as, particularly as some of the cons that have maybe made investors reticent in the past, and what are some of the pros that are now leading them to see hotel investing a little bit more positively?
I think a lot of it is to do with availability and supply. Previously, perhaps, the hotel chains themselves have not made their products available to investors to buy or sell. That is now happening more. So owner-occupiers are selling up, preferring the management model of hotel ownership. And the growth situation that we see has attracted new real estate investors into the industry.
So Europe is full of cities that people love to travel to. That's very clear. So one would think the hotel business is tremendously robust in good times and bad times. Talk about what cities, I don't know if patterns have changed, but talk about what cities in Europe are seeing the most growth in leisure travel and perhaps business travel as well. What are the hottest cities right now? I remember when I was in Dublin, Ireland, and at the time it was just happenstance that when I visited it was the hottest city in Europe, and it was you could hardly walk the streets. Not to mention there are a lot of young men with black eyes because they had a little too much Guinness. Everybody having a good time though. One punch, they go down, fight's over, and let's have another beer. What's hot in Europe right now?
I think if you go to Dublin, you've got to be prepared to drink Guinness and be prepared for a black eye. But certainly Dublin is still a hot spot, as is many a capital city in most of Europe. Everyone has different cities on their must-go-to list. For me, it wouldn't be so much Southern Europe. I'm more interested in Northern Europe. But everyone has different reasons for going to places like Barcelona or Milan or Rome or Madrid. Lisbon, basically pick a city, you can always find a reason for being there.
So the story you wrote, Richard, had a companion article, and the headline read, "Why Investors Should Look at Short-Term Accommodations as a Long-Term Opportunity." Tell us about that.
That article was not written by me, so I mustn't put words into the author's mouth, but it's quite clear that hotels that are able to keep up their revenue per room rates and make sure that their rooms are full day in, day out, throughout the year, are a good investment prospect.
Richard, economical and articulate as always. Thanks a lot for taking the time. You are now officially released to the pub. And we will check in with you in all things European down the road a bit.
I'll drink to that, Mike.